I'm telling you, 80s action movies were the best. I mean, yeah, I wasn't actually alive in the 80s, but I wish I was. I'm totally into that whole macho thing they had going on back then. What? Seriously? You like modern stuff better? Okay, sure. Shouldn't you like this stuff though? Aren't you like a big alpha Chad bro or something like that? Yeah, obviously your name isn't Chad. You seriously don't know what a Chad is? It's a guy like you. But maybe not as nice. And maybe not as dumb. I'm kidding. You're not dumb. Just bad at math. And bad at staying in a relationship for more than a week. Speaking of, how did that last date of yours go? Keep talking. I'm just going to get into a more comfortable position. What? I'm laying my head on your lap. Your thighs are big and comfy, sue me. It's your fault for being so thick and juicy. If you don't want me there, just grab me by the neck and throw me out the window. I'm barely over 5 feet tall. You could probably just launch me. I'm kidding. You would never hurt me. But, anyway, your date. How come it didn't work out? She wasn't dominant enough. What does that even mean to you? Were you mad that she didn't, like, handcuff you to the bed and peg you or something? Okay, if that's not it, then what exactly would your little date need to do to be dominant? Being confident. Taking initiative. Maybe she should have tried putting her head on your lap without asking. I'm joking. I'm just totally kidding around. I don't want to make this weird. It's just so comfy here. So tell me, what else does she have to do to be, in your words, dominant enough for you? Proactive? Confident? Yeah, I get that. Tall? Wait. What? Tall? What the hell? Tall? You don't need to be tall to be dominant. I saw that Taylor Swift-looking girl you went on a date with. She was almost as tall as you, and she was so the opposite of a dominant. She could barely even make eye contact and was so quiet. I couldn't see her being able to hold a conversation even if you put a gun to her head. So what's next? Are you going to say a girl needs to have big boobs to be dominant too? It's not like that's a personality trait either. I am not insecure about my tiny boobs. And by the way, they are not tiny. I just wear baggy clothes to hide them, ever since they got big back when I was in high school. Because, you know, I don't like getting looked at by thirsty creeps. And it's not like you'd know how that feels because you're so freaking dumb and oblivious that you probably couldn't even tell when someone was looking at you. I do so know more about what it means for a woman to be dominant than you. Maybe if you knew what you actually wanted, you would be able to keep dating a girl for more than a week before losing interest. I'm probably the only woman who's lasted the longest in your life. And I'm just your freaking roommate. No, your mom doesn't count, you idiot. Are you seriously missing the point of what I'm saying this hard? Well, are you going to talk back or what? I'm waiting. Good boy. What? You looked like you liked it when I called you that. You even looked like you liked it when I was yelling at you. Want me to yell at you some more? Because you looked like you were having a good time. Or maybe you would prefer it if I did something more? What was the word you used again? Oh, that's right. Proactive. You know exactly what I'm doing. Don't play dumb. I mean, you are a dumb Chad, but fuck. Just shut up and kiss me. I wanna fuck you. Yes. Yes. I mean it. I wanna fuck you so bad. Holy shit. That one time, I walked in on you getting into the shower. I wore out the batteries in my vibrator like 5 times just from using it while thinking about what I saw. And thinking about how cute and embarrassed you looked when I saw you naked. And now, you're being such a good boy for me. Take your shirt off. I want to see you again. But this time, I get to look at you as long as I want. God. God, he's so fucking hot. You're so stupid, you probably don't even know how hot you are. I wish your nipples were as sensitive as mine are. I'd probably get a kick out of feeling you get hard while I licked them. Not that you need help with that. I can already feel you getting rock hard under my skirt. No. You're going to do everything I say exactly how I say it, okay? Good boy. Take your pants off. Don't bother with my clothes. When you're ready, just push my panties to the side and let me ride you, okay? I finally get to fuck you. I'm going to use this cock to get off. Sometimes, when I'm playing with myself, I can get in and get out in like a minute if I'm horny enough that day. Oh, I'm definitely horny enough. Do you want to see me come on your cock? You'd like that, wouldn't you? How about this? I get myself off now. And you hold off a little longer and come when I tell you to come. Does that sound like a fun game? Oh, you'll know when I lean into your ear just like this and tell you, come for me. Goddamn. Goddamn, it's so fucking hard. Keep it that way. I have a lot of teasing to do before I let you get off. But I'll get myself off whenever I want. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Just stay. And let me. Let me do my thing. Oh my god, I'm so close. Don't stop. Yeah, I came. But don't worry, you'll get your turn. Now, be a good boy and take my clothes off. No, not from there. Do it just like I say. Take off my skirt, then my panties. They look cute with just my big sweater on. You can take that off next. So, some girls wear crazy push-up bras that make their boobs look bigger. Well, mine kind of do the opposite. You can take it off now. What was that you were saying earlier about me being insecure about my little boobs? Because I think they're big enough to suffocate you. Maybe I'll do that later. But first, there's some special attention I want to give you. Moan for me. Moan for me while I suck your cock. Oh, you like this, huh, big boy? I'll just keep on sucking until you squirm and squirm, Be careful. Don't come yet. You can't come until I tell you to, okay? Oh no, such a big boy, but you're squirming so bad. You like it when I suck your big boy cock, huh? No matter how hard I suck your cock, you're not allowed to come until I tell you to. Do you like seeing me suck all my juices off your cock? Does it get you thinking of what my pussy tastes like? I want to show you what it tastes like. Lean back. I'm going to have my seat. Yes! I mean, yes, I meant I'll sit on your face. Ugh. You're lucky you're so handsome because you're so fucking stupid. Now be a good boy and eat my pussy. Yes. Yes, there we go. There we go. Just like that. Fuck. I knew you were so good with your tongue. I wonder if you can even hear me talking with my when my thighs clamped up around your ears like that. I should make sure to moan extra loud for you. So I can make sure you know how much I appreciate this. It's a shame my arms are too short to reach. I'd love to jerk you off while you do this. Then I could make you come while you eat me out. Oh no, that would be so hot. You like making me come, don't you? I wonder how many times you'll manage to do it tonight. You can go as long as you want. I'd keep your face between my thighs all night if I didn't want you to fuck me so badly. Oh, fuck. You're going to make me come. Don't you stop. Don't you fucking stop. Don't you fucking stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Good job, big guy. I think I've teased you enough. You look so tense from me edging you for so long. But since you've been such a good boy, I'll let you choose where you get to come. Do you want to come in my mouth? How about in between my pig tits, huh? I've always wanted to try that. Oh, you want to come in my pussy? That can be arranged. Get on top of me and follow all my instructions. You don't have to just stare at them, you know. You can suck on my tits whenever you like. Oh my god, it's so good. Actually, stay there just a little longer. Be as rough with them as you like. It's so good, it's so good. Fuck. Just bury your face in there. I'm going to shove your face into them as hard as I can. Okay. 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 I'll let you breathe now. Okay. Are you ready to fuck me, huh? Put it in slowly. Just find that perfect rhythm. Bring yourself closer and closer. And remember, you don't come until I say you can. I'm going to run my fingers through your hair while you fuck me. When I'm getting close, I'll pull hard in your hair. Because I want you to come with me. Just make sure you don't come until I tell you. You can do that, right? I know you could. Harder. Fuck me harder. God. There we go. Just like that. Keep fucking me. Don't you dare slow down. Do you wanna come? You look so desperate to finally come in me. I'm so fucking close. I want you to come with me. I want you to come with me. You good boy, and come for me. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. I can feel you filling me up. You're so warm. It's so warm. God, I have never, ever orgasmed that hard in my fucking life. Well, that was a lot of fun. Hooking up with your roommate is a dangerous game, though. As risky as this kind of thing is, I really, really don't want to go back to stewing in sexual tension and coming up with excuses to lay my head on your lap. Let's keep the sex to, one day a week minimum, huh? Well, except for special occasions. Or days when I really, really want my pussy licked and eaten out. You can do that for me, right? Just try not to fall in love with me. Good boy. Good boy.